Hello, everyone. And this is going to be part two of our very interesting discussion with Mr. Pepel Santos. Chef Ed, take it away.
Hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Cine Gang.
Gang.
With our very special guest nga, my childhood buddy and Candy Cutie. Ayaw niya aminin kung anong year siya naging Candy Cutie.
Dapat part one pa lang nilabas na natin itong balita.
Ayaw niya aminin anong year eh. Wala na, hindi ko na alam kung nasa Google pa yun eh.
Wala bro, hindi tayo Candy Cutie. Ikaw lang.
Pang-thumbnail man lang.
Mr. Pepel Santos, based in San Francisco. So he is joining us all the way from the Bay Area. Pepel, very interesting first part no, of our interview with you on how to become a sommelier. Now let's get to the juicy parts. Turuan mo naman kami ng basics on how to become a sommelier. Like, kunwari, mag-entertain kami ng mga guests sa bahay. Ano ba mga basic dyan? Tama ba yung dapat talaga hindi chilled ang red, yung mga ganun? Or which wine goes with what? Lalo na kung Pinoy food.
Mm-mm.
Diba? Yun yung number one na tatanungin. Mm-mm. Pag Pinoy food ba, bagay wine or beer lang talaga? Mm-mm. So, what do you think?
Grabe. Alam niya na. Malaman yung question na yan.
Malaman. Yan ang gusto natin.
Kasi baka bigla akong tawag dito. Parang,
flip table.
I'm gonna stand on my soapbox and start preaching. Then,
perfect. That's how we want our guests to go.
So I guess let's break down yung question. What a very meaty yung segment nila. So let's start off with basics. So, ano yung ang gusto mo malaman sa basics? Like sa, with regards to wine and
wine. Kunwari, yung ano pa ba? The traditional na turo sa atin, red meat's red wine, white meat, white wine, o hindi na?
Yan. Maganda yan. Kasi, to me, sticking to those rules make no sense. Just because sabihin natin pork or sabihin natin scallops, right? Scallops should be only white wine. But what if the scallops are actually like served with radicchio and a balsamic glaze? So that changes the dish, diba? So kasi that was one experience na nangyari sa akin at the restaurant. There was a scallop dish that, they're like, okay, we're going to have a scallop dish in the middle, ganyan, so you have to pair it. Tapos nung nakita ko yung dish, I was like, well, this doesn't read like a white wine dish. When you taste it, parang may mga flavors that, if it's just a dish on its own, it makes absolute sense kasi, the scallop has a nice sweetness to it. Tapos you kind of add in the bitterness from the radicchio and then some of the balsamic, kind of that agrodolce, sweet sour, like really, really good, no? But it doesn't make sense with white wine. So I ended up pairing it with the red, and it actually paired perfectly, even if it's scallops. And parang on the same note, ito I always bring this up because it's one of my favorite pairings. I love champagne and A5 Wagyu. So a lot of people, yeah. Di ba, parang, so,
mahal with mahal, la. mahal with mahal.
Not necessarily, pero yeah, champagne and caviar, champagne and A5 Wagyu. So flavor spectrum, it's totally opposite, right? Pero ang pinangahawakan ko dyan are actually some principles of flavor. Let's say, okay, so Wagyu, it's very fatty, diba? So what would actually, parang what would be good to be paired with something very fatty? Either be something high acid or something high tannin. Ano bang tannin? Tannin is like in red wines, when you drink it, yung parang nagda-dry yung ngipin mo.
Mm-mm.
Yung ganon, like that's tannin, yes. Right? And so,
yun, may bago na akong alam.
Yun.
Tanin.
Hindi kanin, ha? Tanin. Hindi kanin.
Tanin. Like yung pagka you wanna go ask your parents, ma, pa, magta-tanin na kami.
Oy, grabe yun.
Anay. Quota of the week.
Quota ka na.
Anyway, tanin.
Anyway, so kunyari, sa steak, right? Sa Wagyu. Like, either high acid to counter the fat or high tannin to kind of bind with the fat in your mouth, right? So, for me, I like champagne, especially older champagne with a little age, medyo toasty, to pair with A5 Wagyu. It's totally not like what you would expect. So, but I'm going back to your question, white wine, white meat, red wine, red meat. Sure, like you could start off with that. Pero it depends on what the peripheral flavors are in the dish also. And parang I break it down in my head kung ano yung mga flavors and textures nung dish if I actually really want to do the pairing. Pero yung bottom line nito is, what do you enjoy with it, right? There are some people who come into the restaurant who don't care if they have lobster crudo or, like, you know, lobster that's barely even cooked with Cabernet. And I'm like, go ahead. I'm not trying to pair that. I'm just trying to make your experience better. I'm gonna... Anyway, makes sense.
So using your line of thought, if I were to serve sisig and then wine, maybe something acidic also to go up against the fattiness of sisig, di ba? Hindi kailangan red dahil pork.
Ano masarap with sisig?
Kalamansi.
Okay.
Beer.
So that's why I would probably also bring champagne to the table.
Damn! Sisig and champagne, galing.
Okay. That being said, meron akong bias sa champagne.
Prosecco naman.
I love champagne. Alam mo kung gusto mo ng parang champagne, a good cava is pretty affordable.
Cava. I was gonna say cava.
Yeah, Prosecco to me has a little fruitiness to it, which I think might go a little bit better with, let's say, something like, you know, pancit with some shrimps, you know. Parang a little bit of fruit, okay. I like with that. Pero sisig, baka like a cava or something. Pero, you know, again, it depends on, paano kung lagyan mo ng nor, edi patay na, di ba?
For those who aren't aware, like, yung tatlong minention ni Pepel just recently, they're all sparkling wines. No? Sparkling lahat yan. It's just really the region they were made in. Tama, feel free to correct me, Mr. Sommelier. Oh. Champagne is made in Champagne, France. Prosecco in Italy.
Yes.
Cava in Spain.
Yes. And they're all different different styles of sparkling wine and different grapes used as well as different methods on how they get the bubbles. But anyway,
galing.
Yung medyo biased ako sa sparkling wine, guys. I really love sparkling wine. I bring that to a party all the time.
Yun, I was gonna ask kasi, like, let's say dito kasi sa Manila, di ba? Parang when you go to a party tapos you're not sure what to let's say potluck, tapos sabi mo ako na lang sa drinks, ganyan. And then you're not sure what kind of food people will bring. Ano yung parang safest na parang wine na dalhin para hindi ka naman mapahiya, di ba?
Smart question.
Ako alam ko.
Ano?
Francia.
Yo!
In the box, ha?
Hindi, Asti Martini. Ang lakas mo ka tito, di ba?
Wala bang, Cali Shandy? Dalawa.
Cali Shandy dito. Matagal nang wala ang Cali dito, Pel. Matagal ka nang wala
Bartos
dito.
And James na lang. Bartos and James.
Di ba mas high-end yung Q Shandy? Dala.
Wala na nga nun. Wala nang dito, Shandy.
Alam mo, that's a great question, Sharon. I actually always, I like to bring the bubbles to the party. So, yun for me is the safest. Kasi, first of all, I think bubbles are very celebratory. So, it's always going to be the first thing that's consumed. Hindi pala sing yung mga tao. They start off with your wine right away. Parang masaya na sila, di ba? And it's part of the celebration. Yung bubbles, ganyan, fresh pa. It has that freshness because of the bubbles and the acidity. But also, it will probably pair with more of the dishes, depending, of course, on, paano kung panay ulam lang, tas like it's all heavy. And, let's say, panay stews, mechado, ganyan, adobo. Mahirap yung, you just go with bubbles. Pero parang yung catch-all, I just like to bring bubbles to a party all the time. And then, yun yung pinaka-safe for me. So,
that's pretty
smart. That's
why
they say break out the bubble.
Yes, sir.
Tama si Ed. We were talking about temperatures. That's something na issue dito. Kasi our, like, currently, what? It feels like 38 degrees Celsius here, right? So, yung room temperature.
Right.
Diba? Yung room temperature, quote-unquote, ng red wine is not the room temperature there.
Oh.
So, what's the proper temperature for wines?
Can you just chill everything, Pel?
Yes.
Even red wines?
Yeah, yun yung sasabihin ko. Like, nice. So, I actually like to... So, pasensya na. Baka magpag-google na lang ako ng translation ng Fahrenheit to Celsius. Pero, I like to serve my reds at around 60 degrees Fahrenheit. So, ano ba yun? Pero, like, 60 degrees, it's pretty cold. Diba?
Wait, so 6 degrees or 60 degrees?
60.
60, okay, that's yeah, that's pretty cold.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because, but if you think about room temperature, the term, I think was probably first like thought of back in the, I don't know, centuries ago, when room temperature was in England, in a cellar under a castle, that's their room temperature. Which with global warming and everything now and different parts of the world, obviously, yung room temperature, let's say, sa Texas versus sa Alaska is totally different. So that word room temperature, I think, doesn't hold any water. You know, what I would do is, my tip actually is, if you don't have a little wine fridge, no, not everyone could have the space for a wine fridge, you know, I would actually parang wait until you purchase the bottle of wine from someone who has good storage, like a wine store, a retail shop that might have good storage. I'll wait until parang, oh, sige, I'm going to go and grab that. And then storage at home, you put it in the fridge. And then if you take the bottle of red out, leave it out for mga 20, like maybe 15 minutes in Manila kasi it's hot. Leave it out for 15, 20 minutes and it'll be at temp na. So, but it's gonna warm up a little bit. So, yun yung ano ko siguro, like tip, you know. And then for
galing.
For ano naman, for whites, I like to serve it at around 50 degrees Fahrenheit or a little bit colder, so mga 48. And so sometimes, kasi especially I guess like yung interactions ko dito sa restaurant is people say, oh, your white wine's a little too warm for my taste. And your red wine's too cold. But I think kasi here, the white wines are served way too cold, where it's like you can't taste anything from the wine. And the red wines are served naman way too hot. You can't taste anything other than the alcohol, the booze that comes out. So kaya gusto ko parang balanced, you know. It's like more of a moderate temperature.
About ano, sparkling, we just count it as white.
I would serve it maybe slightly colder. So parang like fridge temperature is probably what, like 42 degrees Fahrenheit. So I would serve it around like, yeah. But I actually like sparkling wine slightly warmer because I get to taste more of the wine. Because for me, especially champagne, you know, it's a wine first. It just so happens to have bubbles. And so if it's something that's fairly complex, I would want to get the full experience of that champagne. And so I would like it at around 48 degrees. Parang ganun.
So the wine is just like us three. We're fairly complex individuals, you know.
Yeah. And bubbly, yeah. Bubbly.
So I translated it, guys. So pagka 60 degrees Fahrenheit is about 15 degrees Celsius. So tama, medyo malamig nga yun, ano, for a...
Malamig yun.
In our minds, malamig yun.
That's Baguio weather. Wine. So it has to be as cold as Baguio weather.
Mm. Yes.
Colder.
And then
colder
yung
pa.
48.
Oh yeah. Okay.
48 is about 9 degrees Celsius.
Malamig yun.
So malamig. Malamig dapat ang white wine.
We now know the proper temperature of how wine should be served. Ano yung mga tamang, you know, there are no rules. Basically, what Pepe is saying, it's just more an understanding of what pairs with what. Kunwari, hindi porket red meat. Kasi kunwari, red meat, tas kare-kare naman, peanut butter naman yung sauce, diba? Ang hirap. It really depends on, ano, what goes with what. So, it's a lot of common sense. So, with common sense comes our favorite portion of the evening, myth busting. Da-dun! We're gonna try to bust some myths with our friend Pepel the Sommelier. Did they call you there, ano? Pepel the Somme? Pepel the Sommelier?
They actually, well, kasi diba, my name's Rafael. Pero sa Manila, like, ever since I was born, Pepel yung nickname ko. But here, because they couldn't pronounce it, they either call me Rafael or Rafa. Pero.
Rafa.
Pero, siyempre, okay. Since kausap kita, Pepel. Pepel lang.
That's nice.
Pepel lang.
Oh, mag-round table kami. Mag-round table kami ng mga questions na pwedeng myth busting. I'll start kasi ito yung ever since question ko. Del, I always read contradictory articles about it. Mm-hmm. So, Pel, wine. Cork covered? Ano ba yun? Cork
closure,
sealed?
Closure.
Or yung cork na closure sa wine? Is it better? Or okay na yung screw cap?
Depends on what you want with the wine. So I guess another layered question. Oh, hindi, kasi why is syempre yung cork closure mas may romance with opening it, right? But also what does cork closure allow you to do? It's basically it allows you to parang cork is a permeable material, right? And so pwedeng pumasok ang oxygen, which will age your wine. Kasi aging is just a very gradual oxidation process. And so, you know, pwedeng pumasok ang oxygen, and so that will kind of develop different flavors in your wine. Now, if you put a cork, a screw cap enclosure to it, parang mas that makes more sense for me sa mga white wines, let's say, or even some light reds that you don't want to have that oxygen exposure. So, parang if you want something na fresh and crisp, like a Riesling, then it will make sense. So is it better or worse? It really depends on what you want with the wine. But I prefer a cork closure for red wines and even some white wines that I think would be better for long aging. And then if you want to keep it like fresh as can be, I would go more towards the screw cap, because also you don't have that risk. I mean, you have a way lower percentage risk of TCA or yung cork taint na sinasabi nila, which is a flaw in wine.
I love Rieslings, by the way. Love it. Okay, that's my first ano.
Yes, sir.
Si Richie naman. Richie, what is your next ano? Ano yung pang myth-busting question natin?
My question is, true or false, yung tama ng wine is worse than that of any other alcohol?
Tingin ko false. Have you ever had a hangover with tequila?
Tequila?
Pare, sakit sa ulo. I actually think na, yeah, a lot of people are like, oh, you know, when I drink red wine, I get like, you know, parang something. Pero like, banat naman sa tequila. I think for some reason, it depends on how your body processes alcohol and what type of alcohol. Ako minsan, for some weird reason, parang mas sensitive ako sa beer. And so, pag beer, parang mas mabilis ako mamula and like all of that stuff. Pero pag wine, parang kaya. Pag whiskey, kaya naman. So it really depends. But yeah, I guess the short answer there is false.
Ako. And the amount that you actually
drank. Tingin ko yung amount yung problema eh. Doon tayo nagkakatalo, bro.
Ako vodka eh. Vodka, not wine.
Yun yung masama? Or yun yung...
Oo, yun ang masama. Yun ang masama sa akin. Pero... I've had wine hangovers naman. I have. Lalo na bad wine. Sorry. Oh. Ako, pag it's badly made, feeling ko the impurities, yun yung hangover. Eh. So,
yeah.
Pag yung super cheap ass from the carton nga, sorry, no offense to the carton wines, but you know, you reach a certain age wherein graduate ka na dyan. Paano? Myth busting again. Ikaw, Pel, baka meron kang myth dyan that you want to bust for us.
Ako. Wala akong maisip right now. Shoot, sorry.
Sabay yan, ano? Tingin. 100 pages din. Parang yung wine list nila.
Daming myths, you know? I mean, for me, parang ang gusto ko lang is like, you know, I'm gonna try to answer kung ano man mga questions you guys have. And hopefully, nakatulong naman yung mga sinasabi.
Ito, hindi siya myth. Sige, go, Richie.
Ito lang. Because I don't drink much, but from what I've seen, diba? Mm-hmm. The sniffing of the cork. Is that just for show?
Yun.
Or can it really, or do you really, can you really sense something just from the smell? Diba? Is it really a part of it?
Great question, dude. Great question. So for me, what we do when we open the cork, when we open the wine, you know, with the cork, we actually pour a little taste in a glass and smell the wine as opposed to smelling the cork. And that's very unique, I think, to only some restaurants, because some people are like, oh, they smell the cork. That's tradition, right? People will smell the cork. Right. Tapos parang sabihin na, oh, it's fine. Kaso nga lang, sometimes you get corks that are not parang in the best condition, especially when it's older na. And parang you're going to base your judgment of like if the wine is flawed or not. Parang if there's a flaw na super obvious, maamoy mo siya sa cork. Pero if actually you really want to dig into it, I would rather smell the wine rather than the cork. And so, you know, being that we pour little tastes you know, for ourselves before it goes to the table. We get to actually smell and even taste the wine before it hits the table. So parang mas importante sa akin yung kahit na maliit na taste lang or smell, just smell the wine, mm-hmm. not the cork.
Wow. So mataas na yung tolerance mo dyan sa alak, I'm assuming, Pel.
Baka. Ano lang, dude, parang ano lang yan? Parang...
Kasi every night eh, sabi mo, you have to taste every bottle. How many bottles of wine do you guys serve every night?
It depends. Could be more than 100. I mean, I guess like you just build up your tolerance. Parang ano lang yan eh. Parang ako ng athlete eh. Pero sa inuman.
That's cool.
You work on your craft. Cool.
Sharwin, ikaw, ano mga myth-busting questions mo? Meron ka ba?
Well, I don't know if it needs to be asked pa, but like yung, do you really need to decant red wine mm-hmm. and let it breathe for like several minutes? Or, but saka bakit red lang and not the white?
Okay, several layers to that question again. First of all, I'm going to say I decant white wine and champagne sometimes if it needs it. Number one. Number two, why, parang what is the reason for decanting? There's a few reasons na for me are very important. One is to separate out yung wine from possible sediment. So if it's a wine that throws off sediment, pag meron yung mga solids na nandun sa bottle, especially if it's an older wine, well, you want to decant that out. Sediment isn't bad, pero a lot of people don't like it in, you know, their glass and whatnot. So you decant it out. Number two reason that you decant, I think, is oxygen. You want the wine to open up, right? So what parang what facilitates a wine to express itself more? Parang think of the wine as a living and breathing like thing, right? So if you're trapped in a bottle for, let's say, 15 years, when you open the cork, you need to be able to stretch for you to be able to parang express the most parang of your aromas and flavors, right? So parang that's one reason why you would decant a wine. And then sometimes when it's still a little tight, I actually shake up the decanter or something just so you promote, you know, oxygen and it starts to like come out more. So another thing is
that... And as a sommelier, Pepe, alam mo yan, gets mo yung tight, you gets mo yung, okay, kailangan pa huminga nito.
A little
through
bit,
experience.
A little bit, pero also kasi okay. It depends on the person, right? The consumer, the guest. Okay. Like parang for them, if they mm-hmm. think na, you know, it's fine, parang yung expectation nila. And there, sometimes there's no amount of decanting that will, let's say, parang resolve tannins of very young Cabernet. There's just no way, but you just want to kind of air it out. When you pour it in a glass, diba nakikita mo yung mga swirl, right? They swirl and then what does that do? It also facilitates more oxygen in the wine. And so parang that opens up the aromas. That lets you experience, smell, and possibly taste more of the flavor also. So parang if you pour it in a glass and then you keep on swirling, that might even open it up faster than if you just pour it in a decanter and let it sit. So I don't know if that makes sense, no?
Mm-hmm. It does. It's amazing info. Galing.
Ano pa meron akong question na hindi myth. Pwede ko bang itanong?
Banat lang.
Pwede!
Kasi nangyayari ito sa akin Uh-oh. And I'm sure I'm not the only one. Yung binubuksan mo yung wine Uh-oh. And then the cork just basically crumbles.
Uh-oh.
Pwede pa bang inumin yung wine na yun? Do you just strain away the cork and okay pa yun?
Or yeah, that happens. That happens to me quite often. Kasi... as mentioned, but like I open bottles going to the 50s parang on the regular. And so usually yung mga cork nun is not in the best shape or baka like it just crumbles on you. But one thing that I learned kind of, you know, with all of the experience ganyan, is the cork could be really bad and like shatter and like parang crumble, but the wine could be amazing. And so there could also be perfect corks, but the wine is flawed. So, pwede pa bang inumin yung ganun? Sure. Pero sometimes, why is it crumbly already? Baka naman, the storage was bad. Baka nakatayo yung bottle for like 12 years on top of the fridge. Tapos ngayon, iinumin mo, maybe the wine's already oxidized. So always, like you could take it out, you could strain it, but always taste the wine and see how the wine is. And, you know, that's but you can't tell just with the cork. Na parang nasira yung cork, it's a bad wine.
Yun. Madalas mangyari sa akin yung obviously I don't store wine properly.
ako hindi myth to. Natsubukan ko in real life. Uh-oh. Napanood ko yung Top Chef. Pag wala kang corkscrew, tapos may cork wine ka, you can do the sapatos technique.
Ay bro, may ginawa ako ganyan.
Ginawa mo yun?
So I was in Maui with one of my dear friends. He's a local sa Maui. Tapos he took me to this, parang hidden waterfall. He's an amazing parang outdoor cook and sommelier and all that stuff. Dala namin yung kids. And
parang ang romantic.
Sobra, pero dala namin yung kids. Yo. Yung mga asawa namin. Okay. So we went to this like hidden waterfall. Sobrang ganda. And, you know, the water was so cold. We even put our wine dun sa tubig to chill down. And we were just like, you know, parang having a great time. So you're like, oh, ano na, asan yung corkscrew? You know, there's like 3 sommeliers here walang may corkscrew. So, I was like, you know what? Just give me the bottle. So, kinuha ko yung bote. Tapos, yung chinelas ko pa. And ito, very particular. Para yung chinelas ko, Islander. You know?
Dapat. One of the, Islander. Tama yan.
One of the things na when my parents visited me last noong 2019, anong gusto mo pasalubong? Sabi ko, Delimondo tsaka Islander. So, Islander, sabi ko, isang blue and white tsaka isang white and blue. Kasi, that's the best. Hanggang ngayon, dude, yun ang chinelas
Let's kita dyan.
Yeah. But, pero makapal yun, di ba?
I'm wearing them right now, so, man. So, the white, navy, and the gray one.
Kailangan yun, Classic yun, bro. So, yung Islander. So, ginawa ko yung parang the shoe method nga. Nagahampas ako ng bottle of wine on a rock in the middle of nowhere in Maui.
And pampasalo mo yung Islander, di ba? That's for those who are listening right now.
Tapos slowly the cork is going to shimmy out because of the pressure of the wine and parang what's happening. Tapos hanggang sa poop, pumutok siya and I was able to, we didn't need glasses, I was just like pouring waterfalls of wine to everyone. Pero yan, nabuksan ngang ganun. Kaya yan, bro. Padala ko sa'yo yung picture.
Kaya
yan.
I've done it also several times. Uh-huh. Mahirap pag, kunwari, syempre, family vacation, manipis lang yung sapatos, may mga espadrille. Uh-huh. Ang hirap kasi baka mabasag mo
basag
yung wine.
Basag yun, bro. Basag.
Paano yung mga Boost? Pwede bang Yeezy o nung talagang naganoon na sa pasas?
Mga sobrang bougie nun eh, no?
Pwede naman, tatalbog yung wine.
Pwede yan.
Galing. Siguro ano, to start wrapping up our,
sabihin ko, meron pa ba kayong mga questions? Kasi ako, meron akong like questions sa inyo.
Go ask, pare. I know you're also interested about the scene here in Manila.
Yeah, extremely interested in the food and wine scene. So I'm trying to keep tabs and the pulse on the dining scene in Manila. And parang there are a few things that I guess just don't add up in my head. Na parang, you know, number one, why don't the Filipino, wine drinkers drink more sparkling wine? Again, doesn't necessarily have to be expensive, but, you know, so many of our I'd say dishes and also the temperature of our country promotes like drinking light, fresh, crisp, cold beers. Why not, you know, sparkling wine? Parang is it always seen as something that's lesser than a Bordeaux, a red wine? Is that just status? Because if you think about it, the flavors, naman, I mean, of course, some of the Filipino food will go well with like a really expensive Bordeaux. Pero, you know, if you're thinking about it, parang, you know, depending on what kind of Filipino food. So that's like one of my questions.
To answer, lack of education.
Uh-oh.
You eat at a restaurant, they won't serve it properly. Mm-hmm. Proper temp, it's usually warm.
Mm-hmm.
As in tepid, tepid temp na na wine.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, price points.
Mm-hmm.
Pinoy's kasi, mahal na nga ang restaurant scene here, but you know, it's still cheaper compared to other countries. Mm-hmm. But sometimes may papasukan ka dito na may mga tasting menus na dito.
Right.
8,000 pesos na
mm-hmm.
per head. And yung per head na yan, that's in how many dollars? Maliit pa yon when you go to the US. But here, ginto na yon.
Right.
8K per head, 10K per head. Mm-hmm. So, wala ka ng budget pang wine pa noon. Mm. Parang ganun eh. It's also the price point problem here. Mm-hmm. I don't think the Filipinos would want to spend on wine unless they're in a celebratory mood. In the US, for example, or other countries, wine is just second nature. And if you want to celebrate, they go with the bubbly. Mm-hmm. Diba? Ganun eh. Ganun yung standard. But now, honestly, tagal ko na hindi nag-wine. I became a whiskey guy the past few years. Parang naghanap ako ng wine ngayon. Parang gusto ko uminom ng alak right now dahil sa usapan natin. Ikaw, Char, what do you think?
To continue with that thought, I think tama rin si Pepel in the... merong... I guess bias is a strong word, pero yun yung gagamitin ko. No? May bias tayo on... bubblies. I think the idea pa rin, I mean, I'm just speaking from the Gen Xers. Sila yung pinakamalakas, yung pinakamay buying power for expensive wines. They still equate the old world French wines as the Bordeaux, as the parang gold standard. So parang, if it's not Moët & Chandon or something na champagne, feeling ko they have no idea na Cava can be at that level or that yung you know, sparkling wines can be at that level. Parang feeling nila soft drinks, alam mo yun, yung may ganong idea sila. So I think that's why medyo kulang pa sa ano, kulang pa sa I guess education on how good sparkling wines can be. Yeah, I think that's the answer. Kaya marami tayong very heavy reds in our expensive restaurants na hindi ko naman ma-imagine na babagay sa Filipino food.
Yeah, especially like parang what I've been seeing on social media and stuff, no, like a lot of the dishes that are being prepared at these very high level Filipino restaurants, I think a lot of the flavors actually have a lot of delicate notes and parang patunga mo ng like very rich, I mean, red wine, it's just gonna wipe out all of that, diba? Parang sayang yung, yung pinaghirapan ng chef tsaka yung ng kitchen. But yeah, parang, yeah, that's it.
Nice. Napaisip tuloy ako, no, kung next time mag-pop-up ako, usually kasi when I do my pop-ups, beer ang nakapair. Oh. Kasi, you know, we know a lot of craft beer makers. Right. Pero I would love to do a wine paired, ano, pop-up.
Oh, why not, bro?
And ikukonsulta kita dyan.
Oo ba?
Pagka nangyari.
Just reach out.
Kasi it's hard to pair pa ngayon dahil it's very young for us. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Diba? Yeah. Yung talagang classic Filipino food with wine. Like, I know it will work. It's just, feeling ko takot lang yung tao to really embrace it.
Okay. Ikaw, Richie, when you go out and do your food reviews na yung mga food vlog, na-encounter mo na ba yan? May nag-pair na ba ng wine sa inyo? Or pagka-hotel lang talaga? Mga fine dining na hotel lang?
Yeah. More or less, it's always a... More often than not, the culprit there would be a fine dining. Whether it's a hotel or a high-end restaurant. Ako, for the life of me talaga, I'm amazed with what sommeliers do because I've tried how many... Siguro in my life, 2 or 3... pairings of wine and wala, I don't understand bakit bagay to with that. Maybe it's because my palate isn't as I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm more focused on the food than I am about the wine. Diba? So, but I'm not saying na parang hindi masarap yung wine. I'm just saying I don't understand why they say it connects to one another. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was saying na parang I do believe that what you were saying about education is really the culprit there. Because to me, I had no one really... Well, someone was explaining to it. But since that was my first experience trying it, diba? I was really, okay, maybe if I do this more often, makukuha ko. Maybe if someone had explained it to me when I try, when I was trying it... where this wine came from, what to expect, etc. Diba? That's which is what I'm imagining what the sommelier is there for, eh, diba?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
So, but the sommelier sommeliers aren't very prevalent here, guy, in the Philippines, in restaurants here. Eh.
Right.
It's really more talaga the high ends, And yun, so as a layman, I'm very much thankful for the info that I got now. Maybe, I will start expanding my horizons apart from Coke Zero.
Yun.
In my next meal, diba?
I don't know.
Ako, to wrap up, si Pepel sometimes when late night here in the Philippines, naks romantic no late night. So that's early morning in the Bay Area. Pag nag-uusap kami, dream ko for him is to come back here and to establish a mini school for potential for those who want to be sommeliers, diba? Kasi you would want it to come also from an expert and Pinoy pa rin eh. Kasi pag foreigner, parang the connection isn't as strong as with someone who's right now based in the US and who's doing really well and he gets to teach his fellow kababayans. Dream namin yan ni Pepel, minsan nag-usap kami ng mga, hindi kami lasing naman kasi
ako lang.
Bagong gising siya pagka ako patulog na eh. Or baliktad, siya naman yung patulog na lasing tas ako naman yung bagong gising. Diba? We get to talk about it. I mean, maybe soon, Pel?
Yeah, sige. I mean, one of these days. One thing that I learned throughout this pandemic though is that, you know, parang I discovered other Filipino sommeliers who are doing what I'm doing. Ako kasi, like, when I started doing what I was doing, I was just focused on myself, right? Okay, I'm gonna become a sommelier, a wine professional, whatever. Pero what I didn't realize was that being in this industry, in this position for as long as I have been, representation matters pala. This was something that when I touched on, like, parang other people, they're also doing like what I'm doing at a very high level. Tas nagkakwentuhan kami, ganyan. You know, parang napag-usapan namin, it's like, parang you exist. Like, we all exist. We just don't know each other, right? And someone actually talked to me, like, at a wine festival, na parang Pinoy siya, and was like, ikaw si Pepe Gavio. Yeah, ganyan. So nagkwentuhan kami. Tas parang may sinabi siya na, you know, it's so important na parang kaya pala namin, to become like a sommelier. Parang kaya pala natin, di ba? So what I didn't realize was that I was just doing my thing. Pero ano pala, importante yung, you know, I'm not trying to identify na parang, I am a Filipino sommelier, ganyan lang. I'm just trying to be the best that I can. Pero what that does to the younger generation is it provides parang some sort of inspiration, no? Na parang, if they see that you could do it, then they're going to rise up. And they're going to like, you know what? Kaya natin to. And then they could even be like way better than I am. And that's what I'm finding a lot of these younger people here in the Bay just reaching out to me na parang, like, you know, we want to kind of like do this, do that. So wine, ganyan. And, you know, I've been kind of in touch with them. And kahit na matanda na ako and kind of grumpy and whatever. And I still could see like parang grabe yung energy nila. And it's really, really promising, especially this you know, Filipinos out here and even some Filipino Americans out here who are just like, hey, we just want to represent. And that's super important.
Nice.
Attention.
That's exciting.
Bigat.
No. It's not mabigat. It's exciting kasi representation is always good. And, you know, having an eye towards your fellow kababayans is also always good. Oh. So that's very, you know, that's very exciting. Pel,
yo.
One last how much
hour?
Do you think it will? No, one last question, man. Before we can go, because it's way past all our bedtimes here over here in Manila. How much do you think it would cost to maybe study basics? May mga certificate course ba online for those who are interested
actually,
to follow your career track.
Right, I would not know. Hindi ko alam kung ano yung mga fees kasi involved. But
that's fair.
You know what I would probably do is try to reach out nga kung may program ang Enderon to you know, do the WSET thing, parang see ko ano yung tuition nila and whatnot, and then parang get started there. Pero what I would say is there's also a lot of, I guess this is also why not a lot of people are able to get into wine, because sometimes merong barrier ng cost eh. Kasi to be able to taste wines, you have to spend constantly. And so parang kasama yun sa education ko is like, you know, expenditure on alcohol and everything and trying different wines and all that, like especially in the early part of my career. I had to actually pay for a lot of these wines, like, you know, parang just to taste or go to a tasting room or something like that. So hindi rin ganun kadali. Tapos, of course, it depends also what's available in the Philippines, right? When it comes to wines, because not everything is brought in there. We have a bigger kind of palette and selection, you know, of course, in California and San Francisco, most especially because it's a big wine market, than what people get in the Philippines. But that being said, there's a lot of really fun, exciting, smaller importers like that are bringing in good stuff in the Philippines. There's not a lack of good wines, you know, that are coming into the Philippines. And that's what excites me the most. Because, parang, you know, more and more people are getting more excited about wine, which prompts the importers to actually import more types of wine. And it just, you know, is part of that education. I think na, you know, we're slowly growing as a wine consuming culture, and that's exciting for me.
So it's really an investment also. You invest on yourself.
Exactly.
If you want to learn. Okay. All right, guys. You know, that was fun, man. I mean, it's already 1:30 a.m. on the dot here in the Philippines. And it's like I want to reach for a bottle of wine right now, a nice chilled white wine, pampaantok, para masarap na yung tulog, just because of our talk with our special guest this evening, Pepel Santos. If you guys are in the Bay Area and want to experience a night with one of the best sommeliers I know, because he's the only one I know, but he's one of the best sommeliers in the world, hit him up. He is in the 2-Michelin-star restaurant, Aquarello, almost every night, no? You can find him there. And please, have a glass or a bottle or two with him, no? So, Pepel, thank you very much for guesting on the Cine Gang.
Thank you, guys.
You want to plug anything else before we go?
No, I just wanted to thank, you know, all three of you for having me on the Cine Gang show. Cine Gang Gang. Baka may next time pa. Kung marami tayong pinag-uusapan.
If you're game, we're game.
Yeah, dude. One
okay,
of these
so
days.
Just let us know.
Oh, sige.
Yeah.
Sana okay na yung preliminary kwentuhan natin.
Yeah. We can have part 2 with Pepe. Actually, part 3 and 4 na. Kasi part 1 and part 2 na tayo. Yeah. So yun.
Sige.
Thank you very much, my friend, buddy, Pepel. This is Chef Edward Bugia saying goodbye in behalf of the pickiest eater in the world, Richie Zamora, and my good friend, the curious chef, Chef Sharwin T. Bye, guys. Peace.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to the Cine Gang Facebook community page. Anyway, sige, peace, bye.